Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Talking about democracy and why democracy was important with Julian and why the rule of law is important, Joy has its own little democracy. And every year at the annual general meeting, there is an election for board members, which is elected by the members of Joy. And this year, it is the 7th of October, Sunday the 7th of October, and Melinda Rich, our president, joins us. Now, I've got to get the bid in first, Mel.
Right.
we, Saturday Magazine, we are, as we have every year for quite a number of years, we'll give all the candidates the opportunity to spruik their case on air. Tass and myself will have a set of questions, which will be the same for every candidate.
Questions? I think it'd be more of a grilling macker.
No, it's a question. grilling is something you do on a barbecue. And we, because, and Mel's going to touch on this in a minute, because of the number of people that have nominated, we actually might need some extra time on that Saturday the 29th. So we're just saying that we might need to start Saturday Magazine a little bit earlier.
Yeah, look, I think that's...
because how many candidates have we got?
So, hi everyone. We've got, in a great sort of show of the democratic process, as you alluded to before, we've got four positions up and we've got 11 nominations.
I think
that's the most that
I think that's
we've ever
record,
had in a long,
certainly,
long time.
I haven't seen... and look, competition on air is good. All the shows were all competing for our that wonderful term share a voice, but competition for these positions. I've seen many organisations where elections are held and they're not held because the nominations equal the number of vacancies. So it's a great thing to see that there are nearly three times as many people wanting to be Joy board members as there are positions now. You've had information sessions, but for our listeners, people don't necessarily understand what it means. There's a lot of legality around it. You have a lot of responsibility. But what it means to be a Joy board member, what the commitment of time is, why you're doing it, how you're going to do it. The important word there is commitment.
Yeah, I think that's pretty important to call out. So, you know, maybe on the practical side of that, first of all, it is a big time commitment and we are volunteers, like just about everyone else in the organisation. And, you know, when I sort of think about the amount of time that I spend as a director, it probably works out to an extra sort of two work days a month.
Yeah.
So you got to – and not – two sort of consistent days. It's hours here and there.
It is.
And you got to find that time. So it's attending board meetings, which is sort of after work, one night per month, sort of about 3 hours. And you'll usually find being on the board that you'll probably be heading up a committee and deputy on another committee. So really trying to sort of spread the workload. So it is a big time commitment. It's kind of not the type of thing you can turn up to and just sort of have a chat for a couple of hours and kind of hope for the best. It is, beyond that sort of logistical sort of stuff, it is a really important role. And there's rights and responsibilities and obligations that people need to be very aware of.
And just as, you know, politicians, when they're elected, they're very fond of saying, oh, look, you know, one thing they almost always say is I will represent all the people of my electorate or all the people of Victoria or whatever. This is a sacred trust that the Joy members are putting in you as a candidate to represent the best interests of the organisation. Despite what people tell you, the best way to know, politicians will tell you this, that if everyone who said they voted for you, you'd have a 28% margin. doesn't happen, your obligation is you have very clearly defined directories under ASIC legislation as a director.
Yep, that's right.
Under the charity legislation, a whole lot of others, and that is, to, you know, that you have an obligation to represent the organisation and to make decisions based on good evidence, good practice, and what is best for the organisation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, two things come to mind for me, reflecting on my own experience. That means sort of taking a really long-term view sometimes. When you're a director, you get to sort of be a, and I've said this before, you get to be a custodian of this great place for a relatively short time in its long life. And you have to sort of always have a mind to, how do I make the place better for the long term? We're 25 this year. What directors need to do and what the board needs to do collectively, and that's important too. You're not an individual when you're a director. You work as a collective, as a board. You have to sort of think about what's best for the organisation over the longer term.
Whilst there is, there's no I in director.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. That's totally right. You make decisions as a collective. The other thing that comes to mind for me is you really have to take a 360 view. You have to look inside the organisation and you have to look outside the organisation. There are so many stakeholders that you have to consider as a director. We've got volunteers and staff, we've got patrons, we've got donors, we've got sponsors and a whole range of other stakeholders. And in fact, we've got 470,000 listeners a month too. Mm. Now, just to put that in perspective, Radio National has 490,000 listeners a month. So Joy is a heavy hitter in terms of the impact and the reach that we can have.
And has 13% of Melbourne's FM audience.
Absolutely. That we were down, I think, below 400. Marriage equality, we got a spike in interest, and we've been able to retain those listeners and consolidate, which I think is a tremendous validation of the strategy that we've got. You really have to consciously take that 360 view. And I think the other thing to be mindful of for all of the candidates, and I guess all the people voting for the candidates, 3-year term starts late this year. Pride Centre's on the horizon for 2020. So if you're a director, the second year of your 3-year term, you're going to be right in the thick of having to deliver, potentially, a move to the Pride Centre.
Yeah. Many hundreds of thousands of dollars of commitment. Look, I've been a Joy director, I've been Joy president. It is a big job. It takes up a lot of time. It has a lot to recommend. It can be a bit frustrating sometimes, but it's a really important role for the organisation. So I say to every single candidate, Fiona, our producer, will be in touch to slot in a time for you to come into the studio, and we'd really love you to come into the studio.
And we won't take no for an answer.
Well, Fiona doesn't.
This is true.
on the 29th, everyone will be asked the same questions. You'll also get, 2 to 3 minutes to actually, read out why people should vote for you. When do the candidate statements go up on the website?
It'll probably be at the latest a couple of weeks before the AGM.
Okay.
So we're just sort of working through the paperwork now.
Okay.
So I think latest about the 22nd of September.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
the week before they'll be on air.
Yeah, so people get a chance to have a look. I really encourage you, this is an opportunity to, sure, people can see it on the website, for people to hear you. And as I said, the questions for all candidates will be the same. We will actually put those questions up before the 29th, perhaps on the night of the 28th, because we don't want people to have. Well, no, perhaps a bit. We'll put them up so people know the questions that we're going to ask, and the candidates know. I mean, they should actually be across it anyway.
Yeah, and we had a number of the candidates come to our information session, which we held before our last board meeting, and certainly that was something that I encouraged them to have a really good think about. You get an opportunity with your candidate statement, you get an opportunity to come on air.
Yeah.
It's very precious. Really have a think about what you want to say about how you're going to contribute.
Just to recap, Mel, where is the AGM and when is it going to be?
The AGM is 7th of 7th, October,
2 p.m. Upstairs.
Upstairs on level 10, so just a level above where we're sitting now. So the usual spot where we have the AGM.
And if you're not able to be there, you can, of course, nominate another Joy member to be a proxy. And those proxy forms have to be in by 2 p.m. on the 6th of October.
Yeah, 24 hours before the meeting.
To the secretary. It'll all be on the website. Paul's wanting me to do some traffic. I'm not going to do that. We're going to keep talking. It is really important, Mel, and, you know, we want as many people as possible to vote and engage on this.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's about the future of Joy. 11 candidates for 4 positions. I don't think I've ever seen that before. It's pretty interesting.
I think it's great. Look, I've always said if you want to have a say in Joy, the best thing to do is roll up your sleeves, put your hand up and get yourself on the board.
Put up or shut up.
Absolutely.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.